vehicles and a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superhuman Radio.
Yes, it's
Superhuman Radio.
Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Superhuman Radio.
Who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as
Carl Lenore,
mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
Can you imagine?
Welcome
that,
back to
listen,
to
listen.
Human Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lenore, and I'm in the studio with
LG Dupree.
We lost LG Dupree a couple years ago.
Yeah, but we're back now.
Very, very sad to say that. That is the original intro to the Superhuman Radio show from back in 2005. In fact, that was taken from a show back in 2005 because this year marks the 10-year anniversary of the show. And that was a special request to play that intro. John Stevens is a longtime listener. He's been listening long enough to remember that intro, and he is on some beautiful island in Greece called Santorini, celebrating his birthday. And he said, boy, I would love it if you could play the old intro from the show in honor of the 10-year anniversary of my birthday. So there you go. Happy birthday, John, and happy birthday soon to Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today, a Knock It Out of the Park show. Dr. Jeff Galini is going to be on with us for an episode of Science for Humans. We're going to address gluten. What is all the fuss about gluten? We're going to get to the bottom of it, what it is and how to know if it's not good for you. Then we're going to be joined by bodybuilding legend PJ Braun to talk about a practical guide to planned phlebotomy for men. We've talked about planned phlebotomy on the show, but not enough people have gotten with the program. They can't figure out when to do it, if they're working out, depending on their nutrition and their schedule. We're going to get to the bottom of all that on today's show, I promise you. So without further ado, now for the most important intro music of all, let me play.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Dr. Jeff?
I'm doing good, Carl. 10 years. Wow, that's awesome.
I know. You know what? It only feels like 9.5.
And I did like that music.
Dr. Jeff, I made that music sitting at my kitchen table. I downloaded the original theme from the Superman show that you and I grew up watching as kids.
Uh-huh.
And I just inserted my voice in the different spots. And I thought, you know, this is so campy. It's so fun. No one's going to take it seriously. They'll all have a good laugh about it. And it really, I used that for almost 2 years for the intro until I could scratch enough money together to get a professional company to produce an intro for me.
That was pretty good.
I know. It was funny. So there you go. How are you, Dr. Jeff?
I'm doing well, you know, for mid-May, I believe it is.
You got to be flying high. I got a press release that says that a peer-reviewed study that you published is now going to be released in the Emory University School of Medicine's journal. Is that correct?
It is. There's just so many things happening all at once. But this came in yesterday. Big medical school. You know, they're one of the top places that people go to. And they were so intrigued by some of the research on krealkaline that, they approved and peer-reviewed it in kind of like record time because they wanted to get it out there. But it's a pretty interesting study, and it's a great place to be published.
Real brief, this study looks at the use of krealkaline in concert with cisplatin, which is a chemotherapy, right?
Correct. You know, there was quite a bit of medicated cellular toxicity studies that we did, along with, you know, things that you don't think about, protein synthesis, and just overall cell membrane behavior. So really looking more at creatine from, you know, the medical standpoint instead of us always thinking about from an athletic standpoint.
And the Reader's Digest version is that taking krealkaline while undergoing chemotherapy provides some protective mechanisms for the patient?
That's kind of it.
Wow, that's awesome.
full study to, I think they're actually going to, they fast tracked it. So it looks like it might even be like in the next week or two. So I think we'll have the full study released here shortly.
Well, congratulations. Kudos to you. And you know what? And I'll tell you really more importantly why congratulations, because what started out as a sports supplement company is now making contributions to mainstream medicine. And that says a lot about the people, the founders, the people. I mean, you've been doing this for how, AAP has been around for how long now?
Yeah, this is 30 years for us. And it was kind of funny, you know, not to get off topic of gluten, but, you know, when I first brought out Crealkaline, people said, oh, this is a fad. It's only going to last for a couple months. And they didn't really understand, you know, what it was all about. We might have to have another show and re-talk about
that. I think we do, because I think still people don't get it. They're like, oh, big deal, you know, baking soda and creatine. No, that's not what this is. This is not that.
Way more complex.
Yeah, yeah. And we will do. We'll add that to the show list here. But let's get on to an important subject that's in everybody's front view, and that is gluten. So what exactly is gluten, Dr. Jeff?
You know, yeah, and you're right, Carl. This is the biggest buzzword out at the Expo West in Anaheim. Everybody was talking gluten-free. So a lot of us has heard about it, but, you know, we really don't know what it is unless you've been diagnosed with it. But gluten, you know, refers to the proteins that are found in wheat endosperm. It's a type of tissue that's produced in seeds and typically ground in the flour. And what it's used for and why it's there is, you know, it nourishes the plant embryos during germination, but it also affects the elasticity of the dough. And that's what kind of makes bread, you know, gives it that chewy taste. So wheat gluten is really important in baking.
Well, in fact, when I was a kid growing up and also when I was in college, I worked for my cousin Giovanni, who had a pizzeria in Floral Park, Long Island, or Queens, depending on how you want to look at it. And we used to get big 50-pound bags. Now, I didn't know what it meant back then, but high-gluten flour. They make pizza yep. with a type of flour that has higher concentrations of gluten than regular flour.
And exactly. And gluten is good. You know, it's a good source of protein. You know, it's just unfortunately people do have some intolerances. And there's a couple types of proteins that are found in that gluten, which is kind of where it gets tricky, you know, because these things have been crossbred and show up in a lot of different stuff. But 18 million people in the United States have some form of gluten intolerance. And the most well-known form of gluten intolerance is something called celiac disease, which affects one in every 141 Americans.
That's a lot. For people, one in 141 is a significant number of people.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's basically an immune response that damages the intestines. So, you know, it can cause some really nasty things, and then there's some minor things. You know, and one of the things I want to kind of stress is that, you know, as we are talking about gluten, just don't go on a gluten-free diet. Because you got to remember that a lot of the gluten-free foods, are nutrient deficient. So a lot of the medical industry is concerned that, you know, people are just going to jump on the gluten-free bandwagon and then we're going to have all these other deficiencies because, you know, everybody's eating gluten-free when they really don't need to. So essentially gluten is not bad for you. It's actually good for you. Unfortunately, people just have gluten intolerances, which mean their bodies produce, an abnormal response. While they're trying to break down that gluten during that digestion process.
And as you pointed out, you know, through the hybridization and the breeding process to make wheat more robust in a growing environment, they've kind of mutated what wheat is. There's some ancient grains out there that people who have gluten intolerances seem to do well with. One of them is spelt. So don't immediately assume that all things that have gluten act the same way in the body.
Exactly. And everybody is different, you know, because there's two strains, even though that, you know, spelt is on the gluten list, you know, it's really difficult. We're going to talk later in the show about, you know, how to make a decision if you think you're gluten intolerant. But yeah, gluten is found in a lot of things. You know, wheat is the number one thing. But then the off-breeds like, you know, rye, barley, related grains.
Oatmeal has gluten in it, right?
Yep, triticale, oatmeal. You know, a lot of people, you know, there's a big controversial on whether or not oats contain gluten, but a lot of people have the reaction to oats. So, you know, oats have been added to the list. But probably the most dangerous thing for people who are gluten intolerant is not, you know, staying away from, you know, wheats and breads and things, but it's all the hidden stuff that you find it in. I mean, most all processed food has, you know, thickening agents, flours. You know, sometimes you wouldn't think pasta, but, you know, tortilla chips, wraps, most all fried
food. Let me take it a step further. So we know that if a mother drinks something and then breastfeeds, the baby gets some of it, right?
Right.
Okay. So if they feed cows grains and then milk them and put that milk on a store shelf and you drink it, guess what's in that milk? Even though they're not testing for gluten, and none of the milk is ever going to say gluten-free because nobody's up with this yet, but eggs and dairy can have gluten depending on the diet of the animal producing them.
Absolutely. And this is interesting because August 5th, 2014, you know, FDA stepped in with a new legislation, and they are now requiring packaged foods to, you know, be labeled new guidelines for saying gluten-free, you know, because so many people are gluten. So they're allowing now it has to be 20 parts per million. But guess what? That's only for packaged foods and dietary supplements. The FDA did not apply this to alcoholic beverages, cosmetics, prescription and non-prescription drugs, pet foods, and anything related to the agriculture, such as meat and poultry.
See? They now, always do this.
What's up with that? You know, it's like, come on. You know, there's so many Americans. And the FDA is saying that, you know, it's closer to 20 million Americans, yet, you know, only the food and the supplement industry is regulated, but everybody else, you know, you're taking a shot. And, you know, people wouldn't think that medications, but a lot of the binders, you know, are wheat-based.
How do you like that? And, you know, talking about dairy and eggs for a second, there are a lot of people out there who have allergic reactions to dairy and eggs, and they are also gluten sensitive. I don't believe they're allergic to dairy and eggs. I believe they're allergic to the gluten that is residual in dairy and eggs. And if they go and find the farmer that produces dairy from grass-pastured cows and chickens that lead a normal life and can eat worms and their own poop and stuff like that, you won't have the allergic reactions to those.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I feel bad for people, you know, who are extreme gluten intolerant because it is really difficult. You know, you can't just depend on the labels saying gluten free because, like you said, you wouldn't think about, you know, eggs and milk and meats containing gluten. But, you know, if you're very sensitive and you have those type of reactions, you're going to have to look for cows. Huh?
You know what the other end of this spectrum is, Dr. Jeff? And I actually laugh about this regularly. You walk into a restaurant and you order something. I'm being facetious now. Hey, can I have a glass of water? Would you like gluten-free water? Like, water is already gluten-free. They're using the word gluten-free on things that we know are gluten-free, but they're doing that so that they can charge more for it.
But think about this. I was at a restaurant the other night where they were making their rolls. And, you know, they got it rolled out and they got flour on the table. Contains gluten, and this flour is all in the air. So is their water really gluten-free?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, you know, it's kind of like, you know, going into these natural grocery stores where you got bulk. Stay away from those bulk because, you know, those scoops are being rotated around, and that's a big source of cross-contamination.
Interesting.
Let it known. Just, you know, again, that flour gets in the air, and people who are extremely sensitive – that's all it takes is a little bit. They don't need to eat a loaf of bread, you know.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful.
Why don't we do this? Let's take our break, and when we come back, let's go ahead and talk about how you know if you are gluten intolerant and what you can do about it. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, we'll take one quick commercial break. You're listening to Science for Humans. We're talking about gluten. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it. 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Gallini. We're talking about gluten. So we identified that gluten is a protein. It's naturally occurring in lots of things and also residually occurring in lots of other things. And you pretty much can't get out of its way. So if you're one of those poor, unfortunate people that's gluten sensitive, I feel for you. The rest of you, you will survive just fine with the occasional ingestion of gluten. What do people experience if they are gluten insensitive? What should they look for, Dr. Jeff?
You know, probably the biggest one that, you know, again, is non-lethal is just digestive issues, gas, bloating, and then even, you know, diarrhea, constipation. Constipation is real common amongst children. And then you get into some of the kurtosis paralysis, which they call chicken skin. And this is interesting because this is a result of a fatty acid deficiency and a vitamin A deficiency because the gut is actually damaged from this gluten, which also leads to, you know, vitamin deficiencies, unable to absorb, you know, your vitamins, your drugs. So big deficiencies, B12, all your fat soluble, your A, D, E, K, folic acid, iron, calcium, magnesium. People can get, you know, iron deficiencies from these. And then some other common ones are, you know, fatigue. They call it brain fog or, you know, just feeling tired. And again, a lot of these symptoms are common to a lot of health diseases. That's why it's so difficult, you know, for doctors to say you're gluten intolerant without actually doing some further investigation. But there's a lot of the autoimmune diseases, neurologic symptoms such as dizziness or feeling off balance. Doctors are now finding, you know, hormone imbalances, PMS, PCOS. Migraine headaches is a big source now of gluten. Chronic fatigues, fibromyalgias, inflammation, swelling, pain, joints, fingers, knees, hips. I mean, again, you know, things that you are associated with other types of diseases.
Yeah, like they look like rheumatoid arthritis sometimes.
Yeah, mood issues, anxiety, depression, mood swings, chronic irritability. You know, so I mean, there are so many symptoms that you know, are caused by this gluten, and everybody is kind of affected, you know, from a different standpoint or a different degree.
So do you think the gut issues are reversible? Do they go away after a while, you think, if you cut it out?
I think it would be, you know, I mean, if you get to where the gut is extremely damaged, you know, again, that's a good question. But I think for most people, I think it is. I think you can heal anything up. So I think, you know, if you do have some issues with absorption, you know, if you identify that gluten is the cause of that, I think your body will heal that up for you, you know.
Is there anything you can do if you do have a gluten intolerance? Should you be supplementing with certain things? What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you know, you got to figure out if you are. Again, you can go to the doctor, but I think it's easy just to do it yourself because, you know, again, this is something new and it's just exploding like wildfire. But the best thing to do is to make a list of all your ailments, your symptoms, your nags. And don't discount anything, you know, well, my back's sore today because I must have sat wrong. Put down a list of everything that's ailing and then go on a gluten-free diet for 60 days and see how you feel. You know, see if some of those symptoms have decreased or even gone away. And then if you're not really sure, go back on your normal diet and see if those things rebound back. And, you know, again, if you find that you are better, then it's gluten. And a lot of people, you know, after about 6 months of being on gluten-free, you know, can gradually start to incorporate back some of those foods that they may have abandoned and find that, you know, it was only some of the – maybe it was just bread or rye that really affected you. So, unfortunately, it's really a trial and error to figure out if you're gluten-free.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, personally, I avoid gluten. I'm one of those people who does avoid gluten, and I haven't been diagnosed with celiac disease. However, I can tell you with pinpoint accuracy that if I eat bread, I will become bloated and have a sour taste in my mouth. And if I don't eat it, I don't get that. If I eat crackers, pita bread, any of those, I mean, if I eat a flour-based product, even pizza, it bloats the heck out of me. Now, I don't know if the microbes in my gut are dysregulated and they are, as a result, feeding on these things or if it's the gluten, but all I know is I do better when I stay away from breads and pastas and stuff like that.
Yeah, and you know, the hardest thing is a lot of people that I've talked to about this say, oh man, you know, I can't give up breads. Well, they say, you know, the things that you are addicted to are normally the things that you have allergies to. So that's kind of another indication. But someone asked me, well, then, geez, what can I eat for a carbohydrate? So here's some things that, you know, are gluten-free. Sweet potatoes. Most, you know, bodybuilders and athletes know about sweet potatoes. And they do make a gluten-free oatmeal. So there are some companies who are now actually testing their oatmeal to be gluten-free. Rice is a great choice. You know, brown is always healthier than white, but at the end of the day, rice is rice. Quinoa, and of course, beans, other than, you know, the gluten-free pastas and the gluten-free breads. I haven't tried those, so I'm not sure if they taste like cardboard or are they good.
Well, because of the gluten-free industry drive, we're finding so many alternatives, to flour-based cracker type products, things that are crunchy, and chip type products. There are so many things out there that are made with coconut flour, almond flour. The list goes on and on. So you don't have to give up quote unquote bread. You just may have to give up bread made from wheat. There's lots of alternatives out. And then the jury is still out on sprouted grain bread. So sprouted grain bread was written about in the Bible. They let the grain, look, we know that the seed has to protect itself. So there's anti-nutrients in there designed to keep animals from eating the seeds. But once it sprouts into a plant, those anti-nutrients are lost. So the theory is that if you let it sprout and then use it to make your flours out of, that it's not as harmful. Do you have any theories on that? I mean, that's a lot of people believe that.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I mean, you know, the gluten is in there during that germination process. So it makes sense that once that grain has sprouted, that protein is gone. So, and that's why a lot of people can eat those. Again, I think it depends on, you know, how sensitive, you know, if you just get a little occasional gas or bloating, then you probably are okay. But if you are extremely intolerant, then, you know, if you're allergic to meats and dairy, then you probably, you know, will have some issues with those, you know.
Yeah. So there you have it. That's the story on gluten. Also, congratulations on having this research published. And we do have to do another show on Crealkaline, I think. I think a lot of people just don't get how sophisticated of a supplement it really is.
I think that's a good idea. Well, thanks, Carl. And hope that helps everyone who has been hearing about gluten. If you have any questions, you can always go to Ask the Scientist at Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, send us an email. Thanks a lot, Dr. Jeff.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by legend bodybuilder PJ Braun. We're going to talk about planned phlebotomy. We've been talking about planned phlebotomy on this show at least for the past 3 years now. Who knew that PJ Braun is a fan of it? And we're going to talk about how he uses it, his protocols, and how to work it into your own life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tried Carbaline yet?
It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 1-800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Soldier Boy, tell me. Hey, I got the new damn for y'all called the Soldier Boy. You just gotta punch, then crank back 3 times from left to right.
Welcome back. You know, we started talking about planned phlebotomy back in 2013 with Dr. Michael Smith. We started to identify that, especially in men and postmenopausal women, toxins, metals accumulate, and the best way to get rid of them is not through a detox, but instead giving blood. And we've talked about this on and off for quite a long time. I did a show with the Del Musa once, I want to say in 2014, where we, because he's a physicist, we postulated that if someone were to give blood every other month, six times a year, it would take approximately 14 to 16 months before you would have almost all brand new blood in your body. Think about it. You know, imagine if you drove your car forever with the same oil. The engine would break down. But yet, the blood in our body is sequestered forever, and it gets loaded down with toxins, and sometimes you need to replace it. But you can't just pull up to a Jiffy Lube and say, hey, take these out and give me 5 new pints. You've got to do it pragmatically. You've got to do it specifically a special way. Now, fast forward. I'm on Facebook one day, and I see a post by none other than P.J. Braun. How you doing, P.J.?
Good, Carl. How are you?
Okay. And I see P.J. in the chair giving blood, and he's talking to guys. He's saying, dude, you got to give blood once in a while. It's so important. And I have the luxury of knowing P.J. personally. I know his level of inquisitiveness, his desire to always push the envelope, not just with his physique, but with his health. He's driven by longevity at a very, very young age. He's highly intelligent, and I see him and I applaud him. I think, my God, PJ harkens back to Vince Gironda, to Rio Blair, to these guys, because he blends bodybuilding with good common sense strategies to prolong and improve the quality of life. And so I said, you know, PJ, we need to get you on the show because we've talked about planned phlebotomy, but I don't think enough guys are doing it. Every guy in this audience should be giving blood at least 3 times a year as a minimum. And I thought, you know, the problem is, how do you work it in with your training, your diet? If you are on HRT, when do you, you know, there's all these logistics. I thought, I know, PJ can come on and talk about this. So that's why I wanted to have you. It's a very, very important show. I actually believe that this show can prolong and save lives. I'm being serious now. Okay?
Well, I mean, personally, I think that everybody should donate blood anyway because you can save other people's lives. So, I mean, you know, taking, you know, the whole premise of the show out for a second, you know, you can donate blood up to every 8 weeks. So, you know, there's always a need for blood to save lives. So you think to yourself, like, you are, when you do that, you know, you're doing something that's only good for you, but you're possibly saving somebody's life. It's an amazing thing. Now we'll get that out of the way and get into the actual, you know, bodybuilding benefits of it. I have been obsessed with longevity since I retired from bodybuilding. And, you know, it's kind of sounds funny to say that retired because I'm 34 years old, but it seems like all these guys are dying now. I mean, maybe it's not a lot, but to me, it seems like a lot. And I remember when I was a kid and I was first getting into bodybuilding and then I started realizing that everybody was taking steroids and this and that, you know, everybody used to say, well, you know, the general misconception on steroids is incorrect and that it'll kill you and this and that. And there's no bodies and there's no proof. There's no long-term study, but all of a sudden all these young guys died. And, you know, because of that, I got a little bit freaked out. And, I've always been very, I think, in tune with my body. And I've always been kind of like, I've taken, I suppose, like a very scientific approach. And I've always, you know, kept notes of everything that I do. I got very interested in monitoring my blood. And I actually get my blood work done every 3 months. You know, part of that is perhaps because I'm a hypochondriac, but the other, part is because I'm very interested in seeing what I'm doing and how it's affecting what my blood panels look like.
But wait a minute. I want to dwell on that for a second. So why would someone, it's unfortunate that someone would be considered a hypochondriac because they get blood work done every 3 months. The only reason why it seems excessive is because insurance companies say it's excessive, but it's not excessive because would you, and you drive expensive cars, but would you drive your car and ignore, fluids? No, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to drive my car. Of course not. When you check your oil, you check your brake fluid because you want the car to run optimally, but yet you're not allowed to give your body the same consideration or your overzealous about your health. That's nonsense, right?
Yeah, and it's crazy because people always overlook the most, you know, important part of what your body is utilizing to thrive, which is your blood. You know, people will do detoxes that are simply cleansing their colon, or they'll go do like some sort of like special fancy enema that costs all this money and it's flushing coffee into your colon, you're cleaning the bottom of your colon out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But your entire system is based around your blood, and people won't take the time to get involved in cleaning your blood.
Well, and let's expand on that for a second. So for 3 years, I've tried to get a Chinese author on the show who published 3 really well-done studies in rodents where they took the blood from young rodents.
Okay.
And infused it into the older rodents. And the older rodents got young. This is, and the reason why I don't talk about it much on the air is because I don't want to promote this perception that, oh, well, we'll start, you know, draining blood from young children and giving it to old people and keep them alive, because that's kind of like Dracula-esque. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But
the reality is that when you take youthful blood, it's still fresh. It's still clean. It hasn't been loaded down with toxins, and it's loaded with stem cells. And you put it in an old body, it conveys that youth to the body. But there's another way to do it. When you give blood, your body has to make brand new blood. And along with that brand new blood comes stem cells and clean blood that allows you to dilute the toxic levels that you're carrying around in your body. And if you do it frequently enough, you're basically shuttling all the crap out of your body over a period of time that took you decades to accumulate.
Yeah. Yep.
So
it's,
why don't more people do it, PJ? Why don't more people do
it? It's really amazing to me that people aren't doing this, because, you know, let's think about just budgeting it for a second. For me, I get the most comprehensive blood panel, really. I mean, you can get your blood tested for everything. There's literally hundreds of things that you can get your blood tested for. But I get the most comprehensive panel that goes through, you know, testosterone levels and IGF-1 levels. You don't have to do all that stuff. And what the blood panel that I get, you know, the very comprehensive one, it cost me through LabCorp about, I think, $275. So let's just say you could do it for less than $200. Maybe we'll say $200 to make the math easy. And if you wanted to, you could test your blood constantly. But let's just say you want to test your blood once a year. I mean, I'm sure that everybody out there, despite their job or their situation, whatever it may be, can come up with $200, you know, once a year to see what their blood looks like. And from there, when you go to these blood drives, you don't pay anything. You just make your appointment at the place that I go to donate blood. You just walk in. I don't even have to make an appointment. So
Do you go to an American Red Cross facility?
There's a place that's literally walking distance from where I live currently, and it's called, I believe, First Blood. And I go there. It's a pretty decent sized facility, you know, very nice people. You know, they have the buses that go around all over the place.
Yeah.
Fine. I see them all the time.
And that's another thing. A lot of times they'll come to you. A lot of times if you work for a big corporation, they'll put together a blood drive where everybody gives blood. But there are some considerations. And I want to talk about that. So we've established that it's important for guys out there to be giving blood. You must make a commitment to give blood. But now we have to talk about the logistics of it. So we're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with the most intelligent bodybuilder I know, PJ Braun. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door.
Welcome back.
Picture this, we were both butt naked.
And this is not just for men. I got to tell you the truth. Women need to pay attention to this too. Everybody needs to give blood because it not only benefits you, but it benefits the person that gets your blood. I want to go through a real quick list. I just pulled this up real fast. Mike Matarazzo, 47 years old. Dan Puckett, 22. Scott Klein, 30. Andreas Munza, 32. Matt Duval, 40. Greg Kovacs, 44. These are all bodybuilders that died prematurely, most of them of heart problems. Now, I'm not saying it's all anabolic steroids. It's also a combination of diuretics and clenbuterol. Clenbuterol causes cardiomyocyte death. It's very, very powerful stuff. But the bottom line is this. If you are an athlete and you are putting your body through great extremes, you need to have regular blood draws done. You need to give blood at least once every 8 weeks to get the crap out of your body and give your body some brand new fresh blood to work with. Now, so here are the problems, PJ, and I know you. You are a dedicated trainer. You are dedicated to your nutrition. In fact, Aaron told me that when you guys first went into business, he tried to dissuade you from training so much and worrying about your diet, but he says that you actually operate better in business when you're training hard and when you're dedicated to your nutrition. So I know that you're dedicated. How do you work it in? For instance, if you know you're going to give blood this Wednesday, how do you work your training around that?
So one thing that I found with myself, and this is something that's completely individualistic, giving blood does not affect how I feel whatsoever.
Interesting.
I can totally go and work out afterwards if I wanted to. However, what I do is I specifically take off on Wednesdays. That's just, for me, what makes the most sense. I've structured my body parts around this, around my injuries, where Wednesday makes the most sense for me to have off from the gym. So because of that, I would typically leave work a little bit early or leave work the same time I always do because the blood place that I go to is open till 8 o'clock. And on my way home from work, I stop and I donate blood and it does not take very much time at all. A very simple thing to do. I mean, you're talking worst case scenario between filling out paperwork and everything, 1 hour. But really, I can go in there and get out in a half an hour, no problem. It's a very simple thing to do. I know they tell people the first time, you know, like, be careful when you're getting up or this or that. You might feel dizzy. I truly do not feel any different. Then again, when I was dieting for shows, I could eat little to no carbs and still feel fine, where people will cry and say that they can't operate right without carbs. And so perhaps it's a psychological thing.
Right.
But it's really, you don't go and give blood and then have to lay down for the rest of the day. It's not like that at all. Your body is so efficient. It can adapt pretty fast.
What about nutritionally? So do you do anything, around the time that you're going to give blood? Do you not eat? And then after you give blood, do you have go-to meals that you want to try to, include, and hydration? What are the steps?
Hydration is important for everything that you do, no matter what. I think that the actual, what you decide to do with your diet, is irrelevant at that point. Going back to what I said earlier about your body being so adaptative, you know, you could think to yourself, oh, well, I just lost this blood, so maybe I should go eat some red meat and get some more iron in. Well, no, silly, you wanted to reduce your iron.
Right.
Level, so why would you go put more iron in afterwards, you know? I actually saved something that I want to read to you. I think this is very important, especially for your listeners, because you have kind of more of an elite crowd of listeners on this show. When I made that post on Facebook that you commented on, right, one of my friends / old colleagues, who to this day I always give credit as being my mentor, Rene Abreu, he has a customized degree from UConn. So he was 4 years ahead of me. He's a brilliant guy, right? I respect him more than really anybody when it comes to this stuff, right? So he and his wife have like a clinic out in California. From what I understand, they're doing really well. And he wrote this on that picture. He said, "Hey, PJ, I couldn't help my scientific meathead emerging from your posts. I feel it's very important that I put this here for your crowd. Perhaps it will save somebody someday. Elevated iron stores don't directly cause congestive heart failure, but excess intracellular iron stores weigh down the red blood cells. And because of this, it's indirect, but because of this, adversely affect the efficiency of O2 within the red blood cells, known as oxygen kinetics. The red blood cells become heavy, clumsy, and inefficient. Red blood cells that have more than enough hemoglobin and more than enough cellular volume, compounded by elevated intracellular iron, can't carry their own weight in terms of O2 transport, which is their job, by the way. That's when your blood resembles that of like ragu meat sauce,
mm-hmm.
rather than thin, normal, healthy blood. At this point, especially if he put in quotes, assisted, which means testosterone enhanced,
right.
Pretty much lots of our listeners. At this point, the assisted athlete or bodybuilder will feel sluggish, tired, can have frequent odd patterns of headaches, may develop odd pattern coughs, nosebleeds, etc. Poor or inefficient O2 transport and utilization, for whatever reason, is, in effect, a form of O2 starvation to
right.
the heart.
Right.
O2 starvation to the heart in a body with healthy kidneys is not likely to become congestive, but a similar type of wear and tear takes place by making the heart work much harder than it needs to. The large, heavy, clumsy, iron-laden red blood cells are poorly doing their job and indirectly contributes to the heart failure. So, to me, you know, people can argue this, you know, left and right. I mean, this is a guy that specializes in that. And I feel that, you know, because I had somebody say, oh, there's no study that shows, you know, that steroids, you know, leads to heart failure. But you can get your blood work done, and anybody that I know that's taken even a hormone replacement therapy dose of testosterone is either on the high end or elevated hematocrit. And when you donate the blood, you bring the hematocrit levels back down.
Right.
And here is a specialist that's backing the science behind it.
Well, and there's an emerging area of analysis of the blood that is now being done by more forward-leaning labs like Meridian out in California. Mm-hmm. And that is, they're looking at blood viscosity. This speaks to exactly what you're talking about. But elevated blood viscosity not only contributes to, as you're pointing out, oxygen starvation, So I've got this whole new area of interest, and it's obstructive sleep apnea, because there's a lot of men out there who are dying because they can't breathe at night, in their sleep. And actually, I'm going to ask you some questions about that, because I want to find out about your sleeping and your snoring patterns, and especially around when you give blood. But the blood viscosity has been shown to damage the heart over long periods of time, because instead of it pumping a nice viscous fluid, it's pumping sludge. And there's another, and there's another thing here. We have a lot of guys that are developing thrombotic, blood clots in lungs and stuff like that. There's another marker called D-dimer, D-dimer, that's indicative of a clot is on its way. When iron levels go up, D-dimer goes up. So it's so important to be donating blood regularly, especially if you're hormonally optimized. I've been on HRT since 2007, and my hematocrit goes up, but when I give blood, it drops down.
Yeah.
So it's you're spot on about this. You're spot on about it. Do you snore at night?
I do not.
Have you ever snored?
Interestingly enough, even when I was in my quote-unquote prime, walking around like 275 pounds, I actually did not snore. And you know what? It could be just genetic luck, but I never had any issues. I've also always had very poor sleep habits, but that is more of a correlation to I'm a very like anxious person, and I've had troubles with anxiety my whole life, which is another radio show. But most of my friends that are bodybuilders that are heavy guys either snore terribly, or have some form of sleep apnea, have to sleep with a CPAP machine. I mean, I used to travel around with Aaron Singerman and share rooms all the time. And, you know, he's not a competitive bodybuilder, but he's a large guy, and his snoring was horrible.
Yeah.
And his wife actually has to, use earpieces.
Right. Earpieces.
You know, to clog her ears at night to sleep with him.
That makes me worry, because we've talked about moderate snoring is as damaging to the heart as full blown sleep apnea. So he has to get that under control at some point in time. I'm wondering if lowering iron levels will contribute to I've got these theories going around about obstructive sleep apnea. I've got theories about the gut's contribution to it, but I also have the theories about iron in the blood contributing to it, because the sensor in the brain that registers oxygen and CO2 levels gets kind of distorted because of its impression of what's actually happening, that causes people to have something called central sleep apnea, which means that they're holding their breath. It's not that they're being obstructed, which is a whole, like, that's another show. But I was just curious if you did snore. So, I want to take a break. And when we come back, I've got lots more questions. I mean, this is really an important show. If everybody listening to this show would even just give blood 3 times a year, number one, it would benefit the people out there who are looking for blood, who are in emergency situations, but it would benefit you too. You will have a longer life. Dr. Michael Smith came on this show, and we did a 1-hour interview exclusively about the aging effects of carrying around too much iron in cells. The easiest way to get rid of the iron is give blood regularly. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes, and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated-to-win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with, well, he's a legend to me, bodybuilding legend PJ Braun. We're talking about planned phlebotomy for men, but this is for women too. This is for everybody, especially in this toxic environment of a world we live in today. We're being assaulted by pesticides, herbicides, crap food. I mean, it's just terrible. And the best way to detox the body is not to drink a gallon of salt water and go poopy for an hour and a half. It's to give blood. There is no better way. I don't know why more mainstream practitioners aren't talking about this with their patients. You want to know what I just got in my inbox, PJ? An invitation to attend a seminar in Las Vegas, Nevada about metabolic and functional approaches to cardiovascular disease. And guess what the third topic is? The role of heavy metals and toxins in heart disease. And this is what we're talking about. You want to get rid of heavy metals that have accumulated in your body? You want to get rid of toxins? You want to get rid of iron that you're accumulating from eating a lot of beef? You want to get rid of a lot of the crap? You want to have your body make brand new stem cells to repair bad tissue? Give a pint of blood. That's it. Very, very simple. PJ, what about guys like me? I am on HRT. I take an injection twice a week, generally Saturdays and Wednesdays. Does it matter when I give blood? Should I be giving blood the day before I give myself my next injection? What do you think?
I honestly think that it's irrelevant. Going back to what I said about how adaptive your body is, you know, I've heard people be like, oh, you know, you can't give blood if you're on testosterone and all these other things. I mean, like, does that mean you can't give blood if you drink beer? Because that's a lot harder on your system, you know, than really anything else. So I honestly think that the key is just to go and do it. I don't think that the timing of it is important. I've read different things on the subject, but after doing it myself,
just
you know,
do
and,
it.
And examining my blood work, I really think that it's just a matter of just going out and doing it.
How long have you been doing this now, planned phlebotomy?
Not a long time. This past year is when I got into it. I had an interest in it. I calculate things and study things for a while before I apply them. I'm like, you know, not impulsive, let's say. So I wanted to do it for a while. I researched it for a while. And there was never a doubt in my mind that was something that I should do, or should not do, excuse me. And then I finally was like, I had a day, which was a Wednesday, that I didn't have any training or anything. And I was like, you know what? Today's going to be the day that I go and do my blood, because I had happened to do actual blood work right before that. So I strategized that I was going to do the blood work, donate blood, and then do blood work again. And so that's what I did. And I was interested in seeing the change in the hematocrit levels, which my theory was right. And everything that I read was right. They did go down. So then I was kind of hooked on it. And I'm also into, beyond just donating the blood, I'm into actually IV injections of things now, putting things into my blood. So
like chelation therapies and stuff like that.
Yeah, the big one that I've been reading about for a while, which, as always, there's arguments for both sides, is the glutathione.
No, I think glutathione is great, and that's the best way to do it if you can have it infused into your blood.
Yes, exactly. So I mean, you know, there is support that suggests that intravenous glutathione can help treat Parkinson's disease, diabetes, you know, anemia, hardening of the arteries, and infertility. It's especially good, obviously, for the liver. And when you can get something directly into your bloodstream, the absorption rate is you know, 100 times better than taking something orally.
Right.
So that's something that I've been experimenting with now to see how it's going to affect, you know, what my blood work looks like. And I think that's the best way to measure things. Is if you're focused on the blood, then you have to actually get the blood work done. So
now, what have you noticed any changes at all in your physiology? Because I know that you're very in tune with your body as far as your training or anything. I know it's anecdotal, but anything change for you since you've been giving blood? And when did it start? When did you start to notice it? How many blood donations did you give when you started noticing these things?
Well, the one thing that I will say is, typically, the day that you give blood, you'll have a really good sleep. And I don't know if that's psychological or if it is physiological, but the day that you donate blood, you have a very restful sleep that night for me.
Interesting.
And then as far as, you know, it's tough because this is the toughest variable to everything that I'm doing, is that if you base it just on blood work, I'm healthy. So, you know, my blood is, I've seen the effects of a hematocrit level going down. But I have taken things so far as I went and I did every single heart test that you could do. I wore a heart monitor for a day, stress test, you know, did the works.
Right.
And they're like, you know, your heart is perfectly healthy. It's very, very mildly enlarged, which is to be expected after 20 years of
well,
really heavy weightlifting.
Yeah, anybody, if you just lift weights, you're going to get an enlarged heart. The pump upgrades
yeah.
for the job. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, overall, I am considered, you know, quote unquote, healthy. So it's not like I had these really bad levels in my blood. And then I started doing the therapy and they just totally diminished. But I will say I wasn't doing any of this testing or any of this, you know, donating the blood or anything while I was competing. So I can't really measure those numbers. I did get my blood work done a few times when I was competing and it didn't look good.
Uh-huh.
But I never had blood work where you were like, oh my God, go to the hospital. And I've seen that on guys. Guys have showed me their blood work where my mind was blown, where their liver enzymes were like 10 times what they're supposed to be, you know, and the cholesterol's all over the good cholesterol's 4, you know,
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
crazy stuff. So, you know, maybe it's because I never used, you know, insane doses.
Right.
Although maybe some of my doses might be considered high to the average person, but by bodybuilding standards, they weren't. Or maybe genetically, you know, from a hereditary standpoint, my body is more resilient. You know, I have a grandfather who's 80 something years old who just had a double hip replacement surgery. And the nurses and doctors were freaking out because he got up and like walked out of his room to go and just walk around the hospital. And they're like, you're not supposed to be walking for like, you know,
right.
at least a few days. And he was like, oh, I didn't want to lay in bed anymore. You know, perhaps, you know, I have a resilient, you know, system, which I really hope that I do because I would love to be around for a very long time. Longevity
right.
is what I'm really focused on now.
Right, right, right.
So, you know, there's so many variables and I'm the kind of person that overanalyzes things. And there's so many variables that come into play, but I will say that since I've been doing this, I have not had bad blood work. I've
right.
seen the hematocrit go down and everything else is good too.
Interesting. Now.
And I want to throw this in. There's been a couple times for, you know, we did this BPJ contest and a couple photo shoots where I decided, you know what, I'm going to throw a little bit of extra, you know, gear in, you know, nothing like I was doing when I was bodybuilding.
Right.
Just to enhance my physique a little bit. And I always base it on my blood work. I'm like, you know what, let me see how my blood's looking. And it's always good. So perhaps this is, you know, helping me, you know, even more in that sense. So
I'm sure that it has a protective effect. I really am sure of this. I mean, we've done, like I said, we've done several good shows examining this. The one that we did with Dr. Michael Smith, he actually talked about, giving blood is popular in other countries for this purpose, for longevity purposes, especially in Asian countries. So there is some body of evidence out there that is unspoken about here in the United States, quite frankly. And it's something that people need to consider more so. And I think your idea at the beginning of the show is the best. Don't go, forget about, if you're sitting there, look, there's no proof that this is going to help me. Fine, then help somebody else. Go give
yeah.
blood once every 8 weeks to help somebody else. But watch what happens to your own body. And I would like to hear
yep.
from people. I'm really interested in seeing if there are any anecdotal changes in people's bodies or physiologies. Maybe they've got some nagging problem, and then all of a sudden, after a year of donating blood, it goes away. Don't be surprised. I mean, we know that the accumulation of toxins in the body will wreak havoc with the body, with organ systems. And I said it before, and I'll say it again: there is no better way to detox the body than to give blood. That's the real detox.
Yes.
Everything else is short of that. Hey, I want to take our last commercial break with you, and I want to ask you why Aaron Singerman isn't doing this. I really mean it. I'm serious. You know, he's got young children now. He's got one on the way, and he needs to take care of himself. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with PJ Braun.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Vitalform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
I wonder what ever happened to her. I really liked her. What was her name again, PJ, the girl that's singing that song? You remember her? Isn't that something? She was so popular, and now I can't even remember her name.
It'll come to me in a second. Yeah. I can't remember her name either.
Yeah.
I'm usually really good at that, too.
I know, because I put you on the spot. That's what it is. That's why you can't think of it. You know, I'm worried about Aaron. I care about Aaron a lot, and I think, he needs to start. You need to start getting him to give blood.
Yeah, I want him to do all the things that I do. The problem with that is that this is also why we are such great business partners. We balance ourselves out in this manner. He is extremely impulsive, and he wants to see the results immediately. You know, so like I got him into doing like active release treatment for like his beat up shoulder and stuff. And he wanted it to like be fixed right after that treatment. You know, you go 2 times, 3 times a week. You do more treatments than Jay Cutler. I'm like, well, I mean, I want to feel good. I want to be healthy. You know,
your imitation of him is really very good. You know that? That's really good.
You know, I usually don't imitate him either. So that's probably like the first time ever. He'll think about it. And he'll be like, should I give blood? And I'm like, yes, absolutely. You know, should I go get my blood work done? Yes, absolutely. And it's just a matter of like persuading him enough to go and actually do it.
You know what? If he would just give blood once every 2 months, just for the next year, he could stop for a while then. But he would rid his body of a lot of metals and toxins and stuff like that. And he'd be benefited by it. But more importantly, he's got that beautiful toehead little boy, and he's got another one on the way. I mean, he's got to take care of himself.
There's a part of me that thinks about like what he did, you know, when he was young and how crazy he was.
Yeah.
And that he survived that. So his body is a survivor's body. But on the other hand, I still think there's no reason why anybody shouldn't be doing this stuff. So
no, this is easy stuff. And really, I know I've said it before in this show, but everybody needs to go give blood. It's good for you and it's good for the recipient too. And mm-hmm. be selfish about it. Do it for yourself if you don't care about who gets the blood. You know, it's so good for your body to make some new blood, get the old dirty blood out, get some clean blood in there. It's
fast. It's not a long procedure. The only thing that takes a while is if you decide that you want to donate platelets, that's a much longer and different procedure. You know, because
they have to spin them. They use that little rocking machine to rock the stuff out and put, because they put the red stuff back in and take the clear stuff out, basically.
Yeah.
So yeah,
but you don't need to do that. You just want to donate. So
yeah, just give all, just whole blood, one pint in and out. That's it.
Yep.
And you know what? There's people out there who probably have rare blood types that if you started giving blood, you'd help some really, really people that need it. So
yep. Mm-hmm.
Very, very good discussion. I'm happy that you're on the show. I'm happy for all of your success. You're going to buy that Bugatti?
The one, you know what? Me and Aaron talked about this. I don't think no matter how much money I ever could make, that I could see myself buying a car that expensive, because I think I'd rather have like 5 or 6 really, really nice cars instead, but I could switch around. But then again, I'm not that rich, so maybe if I was, my whole mindset would change a little bit. I don't know.
What are you driving these days, PJ?
Well, my regular driver, like my daily driver, is I drive a Bentley Continental GT that is satin black. I took all the chrome off of it, which I think the older crowd might be like, why would you do that? But people tell me all the time they've never seen a completely blacked out Bentley before. So I like knowing that I have a different one. We have the Corvette Z06, the 2015 Z06, which is very dangerous.
How many horsepower is that Z06?
It's 650 horsepower, but the scary thing is that it's 650 pounds of torque.
Wow.
And the weight is all on the front, so it can get away from you very easily.
Right.
And the newest one, we have the Ferrari 458, which is probably my favorite car. And what happened is Ferrari, I'm not going to take a long time with it, is putting out the 488 at the end of this year, and because of that, the 458 will devalue like 25, 30 grand. So what we did, we sold it before that happened. So essentially,
that was a smart business thing to do. That was smart.
Yeah. Essentially, I drove a Ferrari for a year for 10 grand, which is, when you look at it like that, it's not a bad gig.
No,
so
no.
I sold it, got my money back, and I actually rolled it into a Lamborghini Aventador, which I think, as far as looks goes, is probably the coolest looking, you know, exotic car there is. But I will say, it does not drive as good as the Ferrari.
I've heard that. I've heard not only that it doesn't drive as good, it kind of tends to oversteer a little bit, but also, I've heard the cockpit is awkward. Like your hips and your legs go towards the center of the car, so you're kind of sitting crooked, but your hands are straight out. You know what I'm saying? Is that true?
None of those cars are like comfortable to drive a long distance in. But as far as comfort goes, the 458 probably has the biggest cockpit. Like Aaron, who's a very, very big guy, could fit in the 4.58, fine. But Lamborghini, he has to sit in it and like swing his legs in sideways after. Yeah.
Like Herman Munster used to get in the Munstermobile. Oh, that's fun.
I'm 5'10", so it's no big deal for me. You know, the difference between the Ferrari is the dual clutch, so it's very smooth. It's just a smooth transition from gears and everything. But I'll tell you what, you know, if you care about people looking at you, which, you know, many people that drive those cars do, I'm not going to say that I do or don't. I don't mind it. The Aventador,
right.
People come over and want to take pictures of it and videotape it. It's like, you know, it's like it blows their mind.
That's so cool. Yeah. Have you been back to Connecticut at all or back east at all lately? I know you travel a lot on business.
Well, for business, I was just up there. We are in with a Sportica, who is the biggest international distribution center in the world. So they don't distribute products in the United States, but they do for the entire rest of the world. They have sales reps for literally every country. And they're very selective with who they bring on. They only bring on about 2 brands a year. And they decided to bring us on. They're located up in Connecticut, so we've been up to their facility a couple times. And I was also up there pretty recently for my sister's wedding.
Oh, cool. Yes, I saw pictures of that. Yeah, very nice.
Up in Greenwich, which if anybody that knows that area is a beautiful, beautiful area. And I was just up in New York last weekend or the weekend before last weekend for the New York Pro.
Yeah, you must have had a good time up there, huh? Seeing a lot of old people that you haven't seen in a long time.
Let me ask you a question. This is a New Yorker thing. So if I say to you, when is next Sunday, what would you say to me?
I would say, I wouldn't think of the Sunday that's in this week. I would think of the Sunday that's in next week.
Okay, so that is, you are from the Northeast. Apparently,
because if you said to me, what are you doing Sunday? I would think of the Sunday that's coming up soon. You know, that's part of this week, so to speak. And then if you said to me, well, what are you doing next Sunday? I would go one more week out. I would say, oh, well, that's you know, yeah.
So the debate that I got into is people from the Northeast, when they say next Sunday, they never think of the current week. They think of the following week. But apparently, this is something you can ask other people. Everybody else in the world, they think of the very next Sunday. So, you know, somebody asked
but
me the
but
other th- day,
but think about that. Why that's wrong and why us New Yorkers are right, right? So, if you had two cars side by side, and I said I would like to ride in the next car, not the one that's closest to me, the one that's beyond that, right? So if you said to me, what are you doing next Sunday? Well, I'm not thinking about the Sunday that's coming up because you would have said, what are you doing this Sunday?
Yeah.
Because you can't be talking about the Sunday that passed if you say this Sunday because it passed already. So this Sunday would be the one that's coming up and next Sunday would be the week after.
Yeah, I could absolutely see the other side of it though, like next by meaning the very next one.
So what happened?
There was a big debate outside. We had to do this appearance at Natural Body in Brooklyn, and everybody from New York saw it completely different from everybody that wasn't from New York. And I had never taken the time to pay attention to that, but apparently that's like either a New York or Northeast thing. So.
Yeah, it's funny. That is funny. Anyway, look, man, it's great having you on the show. And I know that you're very, very busy. And for you to put an hour in the show is really great. This is an important topic. I hope that people get it. I hope that people start giving blood for their own health and the health of the recipient. Great stuff. All the luck in the world. Congratulations on all your success. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you so much. It's always an honor to be on here.
Take care, PJ. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more of Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the advertise with us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
My name is Slim Shady. Welcome back. So, we have a really good show planned tomorrow. Of course, during the first hour, we'll be joined by Brooks Kubik for Physical Culture Radio, and Brooks has some really exciting things to talk about. And then the second hour, we're going to talk about how your handshake can tell the story of your health. What if you could shake somebody's hand and tell where they were on the graph of health, so to speak? Well, there may be some evidence that you'll be able to do that after you listen to tomorrow's show. And then Friday, I believe we're off the air because it's a holiday, right? Isn't this like Memorial Day or something like that? I forget. And Monday, we're off the air also. So this is just a four-day week. So don't forget to tune into tomorrow's show. And please, dig up the old shows if you don't believe the benefits of giving blood Find the one especially that Dr. Michael Smith did. In fact, I may rerun that one on Friday. I just thought of something. I'm going to find that show and rerun it on Friday for everybody. Because I want everybody in this audience to start giving blood. You will live longer. You will be healthier. And it's a very, very simple thing to do. So PJ laid out some really good ways to get it done. Pick a day that you're not training. Get it done. Don't worry about, you know, what you're eating and so on. Make sure you're hydrated. But just do it. Like he said, just make the date and go do it. Okay? And we'll see everybody tomorrow. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio today. Thanks to Dr. Jeff Galini. We'll see you tomorrow. My name is B to the SA.